Greetings and howdy, everyone. This is Jett Johnson, Mills County Judge, and this is KRNR Judge's Report for the week of May the 11th. Welcome to the weekly Mills County Judge's Report. This report brought to you by our local community radio station, KRNR, Goldthwaite, Texas, FM 92.7 on your radio dial, and streaming via the internet. The report is aired at 11:45 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. each Thursday, and is available for listening anytime via the Goldthwaite Eagle website and the Mills County website. Commissioners Court met on Monday, May the 11th. Several items were discussed, including possible abatements for proposed solar farms. Another discussion item is an issue regarding our historic courthouse regarding some recent flooding. With the recent rains, we had some minor flooding that affected the county attorney's office in the basement, along with some other seepage below the staircase, which is also in the basement. This recent flooding took place on the south side of the building. This flooding was a result of seepage, which we will be addressing as soon as possible. The current plan is to get a mini excavator in and dig on the south side of the courthouse to the foundation. Once it is dug out, we will look at improving the moisture barrier and may install some new drains that will channel the waterway from the courthouse. The budget process has begun. I'm currently having meetings with all the public groups that the county helps with some funding. Some of these groups include all the volunteer fire departments in Mills County, the Soil Conservation, Library, Museum, Historical Commission, to name a few. I, along with the Commissioner's Court, all take a fiscal, conservative approach to all the finances of Mills County. Final news story. On Monday of this week, I was invited to be the speaker at the Goldthwaite FFA Banquet. It was a great experience, and there is an outstanding group of FFA students in Goldthwaite, along with the rest of the other county schools. The topic of my speech that I gave to the FFA students dealt with the tremendous history of agriculture that has occurred in Mills County over the last 80 years. During the booming times of Mills County, I spoke about the large amount of wool and mohair that was produced in our county. We had the largest wool and mohair warehouse operation in the nation based here in Goldthwaite. Mills County also had numerous individuals that had one of the largest lamb feedlot operations in the nation during the 1960s and 1970s. Mills County Commission Company, back in the 1950s and 1960s, had an extremely large operation that had two sales a week, goats on Mondays, sheep on Fridays. Sometimes there would be over 15,000 animals at the sale, which would take over 24 hours to finish. Mills County has always played an important role in agriculture, and I hope that this trend will continue. And folks, that's all for this week. This is Jett Johnson, your Mills County Judge. Tune in on Thursdays, 11:45 a.m. or 5:15 p.m. for the next edition of the Mills County Judge's Report. Everyone have a safe and happy week.